I'm Laura Hunsberger for South Carolina Public Radio. This edition of Narrative features an interview from StoryCorps, an oral history project that collects the voices of our times. In 2016, at the StoryCorps mobile booth in Columbia, friends Maddie Anderson Robertson and Richard Kaufman talked about their work to preserve the Ward 1 community, a neighborhood in downtown Columbia that was replaced, starting in the 1950s through the 70s, with urban renewal projects. Here, Maddie and Richard describe what it was like growing up in Ward 1 in the 1940s.
You know what? In my life of growing up, some people saw things as weeds, and I saw things as a flower or a rose. Mm-hmm. And that's true. Mm-hmm. When you really look at the community at large and you see pictures now or photos now of the old community, it was sort of like blighted. You know, like everything was run down and we were the riffraff. Mm-hmm. But that's not true.
No.
Because we were taught, no matter if you have one rag as far as a dress that you think it is, keep it clean.
Absolutely.
You remember?
That's right. That's
you remember?
Right. Yeah.
We were rich in terms of
absolutely
how
absolutely
to make
yeah
it in this world, if
absolutely
you will.
Absolutely.
You know, and Mom would tell us always that manners would take you further than money.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Well,
yeah,
in our family, my grandmother raised myself and my first cousin. And looking at the neighborhood, we thought we was the poorest ones in the neighborhood. But in reality, we was the richest one in the neighborhood. We had a flower garden, and then we had a vegetable garden.
Right.
And then we had chickens.
Uh-huh.
Nobody else in the neighborhood had that, but mm-hmm we had it.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought we was poor. Like Joe Scott used to live in the front of us, and we thought, you know, they were so far advanced because they had a television. We didn't have a television. The only thing we had was one of the big radios, and the battery was bigger than the radio.
That's right. Yeah.
And just about every day, they was eating mackerel. We eating sausage. We eating chicken. We eating eggs. And the vegetable our garden, string beans, you know, and tomatoes, okra, corn. We had a garden. We had all that stuff. The only thing I seen them ate was mackerels.
Mm-hmm.
And we was rich.
And you could tell who ate them, too, because they smelled just like them, didn't they?
That's right. Yeah.
It's the truth.
Yeah.
It's really the truth. And I think that with all of that background, somehow there's a divine inspiration here. And I really have to tell you, you don't know how much you inspire me. And it seems as though that you say what you mean, and you mean what you say, and you don't waste words.
Well, no need to, because life is short. And if you don't believe that, and you don't believe life is hard, go to an amusement park and get on a roller coaster. That'll teach you all about life. Nothing straight. Everything up, down, and around. You're going up, you're going down, and you're going around. And you're traveling at a great speed. So that's will teach you how life is. Your life is always going to be like that.
Richard Kaufman and Maddie Anderson Robertson at the StoryCorps mobile booth in Columbia. Produced locally by Laura Hunsberger for South Carolina Public Radio. For more on this story, visit southcarolinapublicradio.org. For Narrative, I'm Laura Hunsberger.